This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour Constellation Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Texas to Tennessee, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everyone doing today? Good morning. Got a good show coming up for you. Mel Tucker's going to join us. First-year head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. Tucker was the defensive coordinator for Alabama. He had coached under Nick Saban two different times, once all the way back at Michigan State, then again recently at Alabama. He had plenty of people around college football that had earmarked him as a rising star and a next really good quarterback or slash coaching candidate around college football, that he would have really good options. And he chose one of the teams in the depths of one of the conferences fighting for relevance, the Colorado Buffaloes and the Pac-12. So why? Why did Mel Tucker choose CU? We will discuss it with Coach Tucker coming up here in hour number two. Also this morning on the program, Larry Bird is apparently upset at a mural of himself. Wait, what? We'll tell you why. Should the Browns just worry about themselves? You know, Team USA is gearing up for the FIBA World Cup, and I don't know if people are properly concerned about just how shallow this team is and just what the potential of getting knocked off by another international team is. Is Danny Dimes handling his criticism perfectly? And should Carly Lloyd get a tryout? All of that coming up this morning on the DA. Hit me up on the phones on any of those topics at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Or you can get at me on Twitter. Hit me up, DA on CBS. Let's begin in Dallas, where there's money to be spent. There's holdouts to be had. There's $30 million per year contracts being declined. We know the Cowboys have to find some type of agreement with Ezekiel Elliott. He's in the middle of a holdout. We know they want to get Dak Prescott locked up as well, although he has said no, apparently, to more than $30 million a year. And Amari Cooper needs to be re-upped as well. And yet, when the Cowboys announced that there was an extension yesterday, it was none of those three. It was middle linebacker Jalen Smith. And Smith has a great story. He was the dynamic player in college who ripped up his knee in his final ever collegiate game in the bowl game. He would have been a high first-round pick. Instead, the Cowboys snatched him at the beginning of the second round, knowing he could not play his rookie season. Jalen Smith, because of his knee, injuring it in the bowl game, had to redshirt his rookie season. But when he finally came back to play in year number two, the Cowboys were paid back for their trust, their faith in him. And Smith has become a really good player for them. By the way, these are the types of stories that the Cowboys are finally getting because Jerry Jones is no longer drafting. Once Stephen Jones wrestled away the control of drafting, the Cowboys got Jalen Smith and Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott and that offensive line. So Smith is a really good story for the Cowboys. And Smith just got his contract extension yesterday. Okay. Gets an extension off of his rookie deal, about $30 million guaranteed. Good contract, solid contract. You locked in your young linebacker, good story. But man, the Cowboys took this opportunity to use that platform and to take out the bullhorns. Hear ye, hear ye. Come one, come all. We're welcoming everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to tell you how great this guy is, Jalen Smith. Did we mention how great he is? He's really, really great. And he didn't need all of the money. There was no holdout. He was really appreciative and grateful for even being a Dallas Cowboy. Have we mentioned how great he is? Jerry Jones had a press conference yesterday that was longer than any Patriots Super Bowl press conference to announce a middle linebacker got extended and then did interviews after it in the hallway. A little overboard. Why? Let's start here. Did the Cowboys sign Jalen Smith? To prove a point. It is where we begin. Your cold open.
The team takes precedent over, and that is my judgment. The team takes precedent at a point over the opinion or the demand of the individual. The team takes precedent. These things, candidly, once you get it all in front of you, shouldn't be all day deals. I mean, they really should be done a lot quicker than they are. You're getting toyed around with.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Oh, God. Sometimes covering sports is just so damn delightful because you can see it happening before you. You have read this book. You have watched this movie, and you know how the actors act. Here is Jerry Jones on the right, Stephen Jones on the left, Jalen Smith in the middle with two Cowboys helmets on the podium. And Jerry Jones is asked how much money is left for everybody else. And Jerry says, there is less pie left. Make no bones about it. There's less pie left. You want your apple pie there, Amari Cooper? You want your cherry pie, Zeke Elliott? You want your lemon meringue, Dak Prescott? Well, there's one less bite to be had. And this, I think they wanted Jalen Smith under contract. I think they really like Jalen Smith, and they should. Jalen's been a wonderful story. He's a really good player, and they signed a really good player. But you can't tell me the timing isn't to send a message. You can't. You can't tell me that this whole thing was an orchestration. I honestly believe, in fact, I don't even know how you could argue this, Jerry and Stephen Jones are battling over Zeke and Dak and Amari, specifically Dak and Zeke right now. They just had Dak Prescott apparently waive no to $30 million a year. They have Zeke Elliott, who's still not reporting, and we're coming up on week one. And I think they go, you know what? Screw him. Let's get Jalen Smith done right now. Let's hold a press conference. Let's really put the screws in. I honestly think that's part of this whole thing. I mean, was there an urgency right now to get Jalen Smith done before the season? Was there an urgency right now to make sure you get Jalen Smith done? Out of everything we've heard about with the contract extensions, Was there an urgency to get Jalen Smith done right now before Zeke and Dak? No. But they can trot out there this happy-go-lucky, smiley guy who's a very good Dallas Cowboy, quote-unquote, and they can basically rub it in the other guy's face. Hey, this guy didn't ask for all of the money, and we rewarded him. And now we're going to talk a lot about how he was so grateful. I mean, the lead story at DallasCowboys.com, which is their team official website, the lead story is, after Jalen, how much of the pie is left? The talking points are there. We've only got so much money, and now a little bit less. They are trying to flush out of the bushes Zeke and Dak specifically and get them scared to say, all right, I better agree now because, well, that's a little bit less money now for me. And they are putting the public narrative screws to Dak and Zeke. Hey, you know, Jalen Smith wants a win. I mean, I think that Dak and Zeke, they might want to win, but maybe their agents don't care. And I just know Jalen wants to win. I mean, honestly, Jalen Smith got a press conference with Steven and Jerry for like a half hour, and then Steven and Jerry both answered questions after the press conference. They wanted the moment. They wanted the platform. They wanted the narrative. Yes, they signed Jalen Smith to prove a point and to turn the screws on Zeke and Dak. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. We got so much to get to this morning on the show. A lot of NFL news, college football news as well. This weekend, college football actually begins, which is amazing. But when we come back, an off-season NBA story. Larry Legend, Larry Bird. There is a mural of him in downtown Indianapolis. And one would think Larry Bird would be pretty humbled and honored for a big mural, building-size mural of himself in downtown Indianapolis. But instead, Larry wants it taken down. Why? It's hurting his brand. We'll tell you why coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
Damon Amendolara came up to me and said, do you mind if we go out together on your boat? I would love that. I love the water.
Doesn't strike me as an outdoorsman.
I turn around and I hear, oh no.
Did he catch something?
Well, it looked like he caught something.
Yeah?
And I looked over and he did catch something.
What did he catch?
My engine is what he caught. I don't know what's going on here, but I think I've got the pole stuck on the prop.
D.A. lost at sea.
D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
I resent that. A great outdoorsman I am. 21 minutes past the hour. D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. I know my way around the woods. I grew up in the woods. I'm like Bane in the darkness. Okay? I grew up in the woods.
What matters is our plan.
Speaking of which, we have a great Peter Schwartz story.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
An absolutely off the charts peak Peter Schwartz story. And I don't like to often bring Schwartzo into this show because he has not been on the air with us in nearly 5 years. So I know there's only a small percentage of our listeners that still remember the Schwartzo years when we had Schwartz doing overnight updates for us. But I have to tell you, we have peak Schwartz. It is the most peak Schwartz of all peak Schwartz moments. This is the same guy that insists his two sons have fairly acquired hundreds of baseballs by simply being in the right place at the right time for foul balls. This is the same guy who insists his son, his eldest son, was mistakenly taken out of context, like Baker Mayfield when he went up to Mraz's aunt's house on Halloween and ripped her Halloween decorations to her after she gave him candy.
And you'll never see me coming.
And we just have the most peak Schwartz story of all time, which I'll get to maybe in about 15 minutes or so. I don't want to do it here. I don't want to monopolize the entire first two segments or one of the first two segments of the show. But man, oh man, this is too good not to talk about.
MDMA, which is also known as ecstasy, or Molly.
Mike and Molly.
Molly.
You can always listen to the show on your phone if you're outside of your normal listening area. Anywhere that you are, you can stream us. Radio.com, the CBS Sports app, or other places radio stations are streamed. Also, you can listen to us on Apple Music. It's an Ask the Pros Day where you, the listener, gets to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, and be listening later on to the show when we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
My baby daddy, Peter Schwartz.
You would think Larry Bird would be totally thrilled to have a mural of him in downtown Indianapolis. The mural is about two stories high, and it's Larry in an Indiana State jersey, his college basketball jersey. However, he's unhappy with it, and he wants it taken down. Why? Well, the mural of Larry Bird, who has his shaggy college basketball haircut in the Indiana State Sycamore jersey, is covered in tats. Now, I think that this is just kind of a modern twist on a civic legend. He's got a tattoo of Indiana across his forearm. He has a tattoo of a spider web on his left shoulder. He has some type of neck tattoo. It looks like there could be an eye drop tattoo also. There's a heart on one of his biceps. Obviously, Larry Bird has none of these tats. In fact, it also looks like there might be a kiss tattoo on his cheek. I can't quite tell if that's a Gene Simmons thing. And Bird is not happy. His attorney saying, quote, Larry's position is he has elevated himself from where he began to where he is now through a lot of hard work. He has developed a brand that is marketable, and he needs to protect that brand. The mural, as originally painted, is a departure from that brand. He wants the mural taken down. It was painted by a graffiti street artist named Jules Muck. Jules Muck is a female. She says that many people reached out suggesting she painted Larry Bird. And so this is what inspired her to do so. Now, Larry Bird's agent says he is willing to compromise. They can keep up the mural, but paint over the tattoos. Is he anti-tat? Well, Larry Bird's attorney says no. He says all of his friends and 98% of his players are tattooed. He doesn't have any problem with tattoos. He just doesn't want to be seen as a tattooed guy. Jules Muck, the graffiti artist, said, it would be very scary if I wasn't allowed to paint people because I paint people constantly. Now, let me ask you this. Do we believe that, quote, all of Larry Bird's friends have tattoos? Okay, 98% of the players on the Indiana Pacers have tattoos. That's probably right, and that might feel a little high, but okay, the majority certainly. But when Bird's attorney says all of his friends are tattooed, he's not anti-tattoos, I don't come at this as some type of anti-
anti-tattist. I don't know what you would call that. I just think this is about Larry not wanting himself to be tattooed, but I think that's going overboard. Hey, all of his friends are tattooed. I really don't believe that. Personally, if somebody did a mural of me and it was like a pop art, let's give DA neck tattoos, I'd be fine with that. Because I think there's an obvious wink, wink. I mean, I don't think you would look at this and suddenly say, oh my God, yeah, Larry Bird's such a disgrace. I mean, doesn't it seem kind of weird to be mad at this, Mraz? Isn't it a little weird for Larry Bird to be mad?
I think it is, because Larry Bird at this stage in his life should be secure enough that I don't think anybody passing that mural will suddenly think, by God, that's Larry Bird's tattoo music or something like that. Like, who's going to look at that mural and go, wow, Larry really looks like that now? It's obviously cartoonish. It's obviously a bit. It just be a little more self-confident in yourself.
By God!
I don't even know if confidence is the right word. It's just bizarre.
You know, it's almost like, does that mean you cannot paint Larry Bird wearing lederhosen? Or you can't paint Larry Bird wearing a top hat? I mean, it's just kind of obviously a cartoon.
Right. Like, can he not go to a boardwalk on any carnival in the summer and have that guy do that thing for $30? Will he be offended at that person for drawing that? You know, the big cartoon thing?
Don't you think it's kind of weird that he is saying, if I have tattoos, it doesn't represent my work ethic? That's kind of a little bit weird as well.
Yeah, as if you can't work hard with tattoos. I have a tattoo.
Well, you don't work hard.
All right.
You're a really bad example, but is it weird, Pete the Body, that Larry Bird's so anti this mural?
Yeah, why does he care that much?
Is it hurting his brand?
I don't know if it's hurting his brand. I would get over it if I'm him. You know, you have enough money. Just go relax. Let them paint all you want. You don't need to get yourself wrapped up in something like this.
Bogish, what do you think? I actually like the mural because I think it's kind of like a cool pop art type of commentary. There's a old school Larry Bird from the 70s that looks modernized because of all of the tattoos.
Yeah. I think the issue is when someone paints a huge version of you, I think you want it to be you. So I don't know if he's like making a tattoo judgment or just that like it's not true to life in a general term, but I could be like, that's not what I look like. Like if it's the same thing as somebody, if they painted you like uglier than you thought you were, you'd be upset. And maybe he's like, I don't look like this.
But you wouldn't have your attorney get involved to say, change the mural.
Well,
that's uglier than who I am.
I think when you're Larry Bird, your first thought is always your lawyer because you have a lawyer.
But
I'd have to find a lawyer first ask them to contact the artist.
But if this had no tattoos and Larry Bird just happened to have a bigger nose and sunken eyes.
Or not enough muscles.
Yes. He wouldn't then tell the artist, you need to change the mural because I'm uglier than I thought. You know, so
he might.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he clearly just doesn't think highly of anybody with tattoos.
Exactly.
If somebody painted a huge, ugly Larry Bird, and he's not Brad Pitt to begin with, but if they made him uglier on a huge mural on the side of the house, I think you might say something. I would.
Okay, let's unbiasedly, objectively, beyond what the artist's conception of tattoos on Larry Bird is this a cool mural?
It's actually not.
I actually think it is. It's him in the old school 70s Indiana State jersey whispering or saying shh, which is the cover of Sports Illustrated in 77, which was college basketball's best secret. So it's an homage to an SI cover, but it's done in a modern way with the tats. I actually think it's cool art.
Honestly, you want to know the real problem with it? The tattoos suck.
Well, that's true.
Like, that's my problem with it.
Oh,
like,
that's your problem.
No, because if they were, like, really cool tattoos, like, I don't know. I can't even give you a description of what I'm thinking about. But that 76 looks stupid. I know it represents the year. Indiana across the arm is fine, but do I need, like, the Arizona Cardinal on his cheek? I actually think the tattoos suck. So if the tattoos were kind of a little cooler and hipper, maybe?
Well, okay, maybe you would like it, but he still would not like it.
Okay, maybe not, but, like, they're dumb tattoos. Like the spider web on the shoulder.
What's the spider web for? Do we know that?
No, but that's what a lot of, that's kind of a common tattoo.
Right, but aren't all of them, they're all related to him.
I don't know if they are.
I mean, it's the Celtics, it's a shamrock for the Celtics. Obviously, Indiana's obvious.
Right, and what? And we're not even mentioning what the bunny rabbits are doing on that tattoo.
Right, I mean, red bird is for the Indiana State. Oh, no, they were the Sycamores. So I don't know why there's a cardinal on his cheek. And then I think it says Hoosier on his
Kyler Murray
collar tattoo. There's a basketball on his hand. I mean, I think they are Larry Bird.
But let's not talk about what the bunnies are doing.
She's a bad girl, David.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
I think someone was just over-trying on this picture. I think someone will look at that picture and say, why does Larry Bird have tattoos aside from, instead of, oh, yeah, that represents his career.
I like it. I think Bird should chill out. It's an interpretation. It's a cartoon. It's art. It's fine. It's not slander. It's not hurting his brand. Bird should chill. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back here on the show, your best audio of the day, including Jerry Jones making a very uncomfortable comment about his joke about Ezekiel Elliott. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
It is the volcano pork shank? Yeah, volcano pork shanks.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
I could use a volcanic pork shank right now.
Oh, okay.
40 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Watch us at watchda.com. Anywhere on any device, watchda.com. Live in sparkling Technicolor right now, the wizard of WatchDA, Andrew Kaplan, spinning a beautiful Technicolor broadcast of the show, available on your phone, your PC, your tablet, your laptop, or your smart TV. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. A lot of feedback coming in on Larry Bird being upset at his tattooed face. There's a mural in downtown Indianapolis where Larry Bird, young Larry Bird, his college days Larry Bird, in his Indiana State uniform, is all tatted up. Bird wants the tats removed from the mural. John is in Houston listening on 650 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thank you again for taking my call. Yeah, I just think that Larry Bird's an old-school guy. He's not into tattoos, and he really can't say it, because if he comes out and says that, he alienates his players. And by the way, congratulations on yesterday. You did double duty on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, thank you. This week, Monday, Tuesday, and today, I've been filling in for Andrew, for Adam Shine and the Time to Shine show, which is 6 until 7 o'clock Eastern Time on CBS Sports Network. So that's been a lot of fun. I'll do it again today. Fun show to debate sports topics and do the TV thing. So that's been a lot of fun this week. Maybe he can't speak out against tattoos because of his players, but I don't know. I guess art is in the eye of the beholder. And I think that the mural's cool. Personally, I don't have a tattoo. I'll never get a tattoo. I've thought about it, but I'll never get one because I decided I would just end up changing my mind. I change my mind enough as it is. What I thought I might like permanently when I was 25 is not what I knew I'd like at 35 or 45 or 55. And I just said, I'm not going to take that risk because I know I'll change my mind on what I like. I know it. I saw my friends do it. But I don't mind them. I think some tattoos look really, really cool. But in this case, it's so obviously a contrast to white, pale-skinned, old-school Larry Bird to dock him up with tats. That's the art there. I mean, I don't guess I understand why you'd be so anti it, because it's kind of like, it's a caricature. I mean, standing behind me right now is an oversized face, which is supposed to look like me, where I'm coming out of a spaceship. Now, I realize that is part and parcel the brand of the DA show, but it's just art. I mean, I've got crazy big giant white teeth, crazy big brown flowing hair. I mean, I don't know if that necessarily looks like me, but I get it. And I think it's cool. In the same way, it's just kind of a cartoon. Sean's next up in Topeka, listening on 1490. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, DA. I've got a couple of things about Larry Bird, but first I want to congratulate Mraz for about to be having a child, and I am waiting with bated breath to see how having a child flips the script for him in the parent-child relationship. But on Larry Bird, two things. Number one, if you're old enough to remember Larry Bird playing, it's just not him. But number two, most importantly, I don't remember where it is, but there's a verse in the Bible that says something about if you mark your body or tattoo your body, if your body isn't pure, you don't go to heaven. And he might be not saying that, but as far as his constituencies go, particularly in Indiana, it really might look to be as a defacing of Larry Bird, who is their leader or their hero or something. It might be a religious thing, and he's just very smartly not saying it.
But
love you guys. Bye.
Thank you, man. I don't know if it was about religion. I think that's an easier sell. If you say that, hey, my religion suggests that I'm not supposed to be tatted up. I think that's a way easier sell than I worked really hard throughout my life, and this is not representative of how hard I worked. Because then that just means that everybody that has a tattoo is a slacker. Kyle tweets, DA, I have a ton of tattoos, but some people look down on tattoos. Spiderweb tattoo has a meaning for gangs as well. But if you don't smoke cigs, you wouldn't want a giant painting of you smoking. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I hate cigarettes. I think they're disgusting. But I've never even tried one, but I don't know if I would really freak out if somebody had a mural of me smoking a cigarette. I mean, okay, if somebody had a bloody hatchet in their hand and, you know, it's like I'm a murderer, all right, maybe. Maybe that mural I would be upset about. But a tattoo or a cigarette?
I think the bloody hatchet is better than a cigarette. Because at least the bloody hatchet, like, you could make the count, it makes you look tough. Cigarette just makes you look like a loser. You don't want to be look like a loser, Damon.
Lewis in Palmdale tweets, hey, DA, if you can get Mraz to draw a mural of me, please make sure to draw it with one leg. If you're working on that, Mraz, on the side.
We should all just pick one of each other out of a hat and draw a mural of each other and see how yeah. It comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get to the Schwartz story. I got to. But let's first do sound check here.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Sandy Koufax is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. He's an all-time great. He's a Baseball Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest Dodgers, if not the greatest Dodger ever. And yet, last night, Clayton Kershaw passed Sandy Koufax in all-time wins for the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it's special for sure. You know, I think, you know, what Sandy means to this organization and what Sandy means to me personally, it's an incredible thing. You know, something I never thought was going to happen. And, you know, obviously not the most important thing in the world, but something that just helps me, you know, be able to look back on it when it's all said and done and just be thankful I got to be here this long.
Sandy Koufax won the Cy Young Award three different times, 63, 65, and 66. He also went to seven All-Star games. He was the National League MVP in 63 and got into the Hall of Fame at 87%. So everybody knew that Koufax was one of the greatest ever. But when I looked at the numbers, I said, boy, Clayton Kershaw must have a lot of wins already. That's not really that big a number. This is what's shocking. Koufax had all of his dominance in like a six-year period. Koufax only had 165 wins. Now you think of 300 wins being that mark, that benchmark for all-time greatness in baseball. Koufax only had 165 wins. Koufax only had three 20-win seasons. Only three. In fact, he really didn't do much damage until 61, his first of his seven seasons. And of course, he retired early because of arm injuries. But He was a sub-500 pitcher up until 61 and then went 18-13, 14-7, 25-5, 19-5, 26-8, 27-9. Retired after a 27-9, 1.73 ERA season and a Cy Young. Retired after that. The amazing stat here is not that Clayton Kershaw has 166 wins. That is impressive. The crazy thing is that Sandy Koufax did all of this historical greatness in basically a six-year period. John Gruden on Antonio Brown showing up.
It's a certified helmet, Vic, so he's all in, ready to go. That's my understanding. And really happy to have him out here. He's a great player.
Uh-huh. Well, look, I like that John Gruden had to kind of qualify the statement as he's all in. I mean, that's my understanding. Antonio Brown's at camp. That's good. He's wearing a helmet. That's good. He's running. That's good. But I still think that John Gruden knows they could be in for more headaches because he's saying, well, it's my understanding. I mean, that's what he's told me. And finally, Jerry Jones said the other day after Tony Pollard had a touchdown in the preseason game, Zeke who? Zeke's agent said that he found it disrespectful and that Zeke didn't take it kindly either. Here's Jerry.
I've earned the right with Zeke to joke. Period.
Right.
I've earned that.
So have you guys had any conversations since then at all?
No. No. Okay. But let me be real clear about it. I've earned that right to joke.
Boy, that is a loaded answer right there. That's a weird way of, I mean, can you expound? Because you guys are really good friends, because you've had him over for dinner, because you've said this in the past? Or is it just because I pay his checks? Because I pay him, I've earned the right to make fun of him, to disrespect him. Look, do I think it's the biggest deal in the world? Of course not. Do I think that Jerry saying Zeke who is the biggest deal in the world? No. Do I think it could hurt him in the negotiation? Yeah, and I think that Jerry should just stop talking. I think that would help a lot if he would just stop talking. But when you are defiantly saying, I've earned the right to make fun of him, I've earned that right, I have earned that right, does that mean because you've defended him when he's gotten into trouble? Is it because, hey, I pay him, he's my employee? That's, again, just stop talking, Jerry. It almost never gets you anywhere. It only usually hurts your cause. You guys get that on camera?
He's got you on camera.
Oh, God. Jerry, you're such a card. You got me good again. Oh, man. You got me hook, line, and sinker, Jerry.
He's got you on camera.
Okay. You guys catch that on camera. That's your sound check. So, I don't know. I just think that this is just such peak Schwartz that we have to talk about it. Peter Schwartz did the overnights for us, doing the updates. What Andrew Bogish does for us now, he did overnights for us for the first 2 years that we were on the air.
So she's well experienced with an udder.
And Schwartz was a big part of the show. And there's a lot of things I really love about Peter Schwartz. There's one thing, though, that I just find hard to stomach, and that is his public displays of desperation, begging almost of free stuff. And he does this with free baseballs at games and free hockey pucks at games and free sneakers at games and free merchandise through teams and leagues. And he did it again. And now, I'm sorry, I can't even defend him. Mraz, you pointed out on Twitter, because I don't follow Schwartz on Twitter because I see this too much. Schwartz tweeted at the XFL about today the XFL is going to launch its team names. And Schwartz tweeted at the XFL, we're having a lunch party at home to watch the reveal, exclamation point. All right, a watch party at home to see the XFL team names? I mean, even we wouldn't do that about the Alliance.
What channel is that on?
But then he also says, I have two boys that would be great models for the merch catalog.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is now not just begging for free stuff from the XFL. This is now inserting your two kids, who might not want to model, by the way, into the XFL merch catalog? Is there an XFL merch catalog? And this is just a way to keep getting free merch.
Do they even have the funds for merch other than sold at the stadiums?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. But think about this, that they're going to release the team names and Schwartz is already positioning his kids to get free stuff in their catalog.
By the way,
has his kids ever modeled anything ever?
No, no. And you know what? He knows there's not a catalog. He just wants the XFL to go, oh, that's nice. Here, thanks for the fandom. Here's a couple shirts.
Here's a couple of Orlando Rage sweatshirts.
Come on.
Here's a couple of Memphis Maniacs hats for the kids. I mean, they don't care what it is. They just want anything free.
Also, it's 85 degrees and sunny. Take the kids to the pool in the summer, not watching the XFL party.
I'm not understanding because you're stupid.
I just can't. It's just too Schwartz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.